जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरदारी जय गिरिवरदारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी 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 जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय यमुना तीरावन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरावन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरावन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमति श्री वाइंग्रे सभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन संस्थापकाचार्य बिपटी संस्थापकाचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमति श्री वाइंग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ षड गोस्वामी प्रभुगण की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि से वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा द्वारकापुरी धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। कलियुगपा वंश हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्रील रामानंद राय की जय। जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to a symbol devotee. All glories to a symbol devotee. All glories to a symbol devotee. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Gaur Haribo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। मम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ವಿ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಯು ಆಲ್. ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 11 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 29 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 3. ಕೈಂಡ್ಲಿ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮೀ. ಅಥಾತ್ ಆನಂದ ದುಗಂ ಪದಾಂಬುಜಂ ಹಂಸಾಶ್ರಯೇನಾರವಿಂದ ಲೋಚನ ಸುಖಂ ನು ವಿಶ್ವೇಶ್ವರ ಯೋಗ ಕರ್ಮಭೀಃ ತನ್ಮಾಯಯಾಮೀ ವಿಹಿತಾನ ಮಾನಿನ. ಅಥಾತ್ ಆನಂದ ದುಗಂ ಪದಾಂಬುಜಂ ಹಂಸಾಶ್ರಯೇನ ಅರವಿಂದ ಲೋಚನ ಸುಖಂ ನು ವಿಶ್ವೇಶ್ವರ ಯೋಗ ಕರ್ಮಭೀಃ ತನ್ಮಾಯಯಾಮಿ ವಿಹಿತಾನ ಮಾನಿನ. ಅಥಾತ್ ಆನಂದ ದುಗಂ ಪದಾಂಬುಜಂ ಹಂಸಾಶ್ರಯೇನ ಅರವಿಂದ ಲೋಚನ ಸುಖಂ ನು ವಿಶ್ವೇಶ್ವರ ಯೋಗ ಕರ್ಮಭೀಃ ತನ್ಮಾಯಯಾಮಿ ವಿಹಿತಾನ ಮಾನಿನ. ಸುಖಂ ನು ವಿಶ್ವೇಶ್ವರ ಯೋಗ ಕರ್ಮಭೀಃ ತನ್ಮಾಯಯಾಮಿ. ಅತಃ ನೌ, ಅತಃ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಆನಂದ ದೂಘಂ ದ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ ಪದ ಅಂಬುಜಂ ಯುವರ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಹಂಸ ದ ಸ್ವಾನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಮೆನ್ ಶ್ರೇಯರನ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಅರವಿಂದ ಲೋಚನ ಓ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಐಡ್ ಸುಖಂ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿಲಿ ನೂ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ವಿಶ್ವ ಈಶ್ವರ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಯೋಗ ಕರ್ಮಭಿ because of their practice of mysticism and fruitive work tat mayaya by your material energy ami these vihata defeated na do not take shelter manina దోజ్ హు ఆర్ ఫాల్స్లీ ప్రౌడ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై ద డిసైపల్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణ అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఓ లోటస్ ఐడ్ లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్, స్వన్ లైక్ మెన్ హ్యాపీలీ టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్, ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ఎక్స్టసీ. బట్ దోస్ హూ టేక్ ప్రైడ్ ఇన్ దేర్ అకంప్లిష్మెంట్స్ ఇన్ యోగా అండ్ కర్మ ఫెయిల్ టు టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ యూ అండ్ ఆర్ డిఫీటెడ్ బై యువర్ ఇల్యూజరీ ఎనర్జీ. పర్పోర్ట్. Sri Uddhava emphasizes here that one can achieve spiritual perfection simply by taking shelter of the personality of Godhead. Those who do so are called Hamsaha, the most discriminating human beings, since they are able to locate the actual source of the spiritual happiness, the Lord's lotus feet. The word Yoga Karma Bhi indicates that those who are attracted to or proud of achievements in the field of mystic yoga or ordinary material endeavor cannot appreciate the great advantage of obediently surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, the yogis and fruitive workers are proud of their so-called achievements and are more attracted to their own endeavor than to the Lord Himself. By humbly taking shelter of Lord Krishna, one can advance easily and quickly on the path of Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande శ్రీ గురో దీనతారిణం శ్రీ చైతన్యేశ్వరం పరమానంద మాధవం. అసాధునా సాధుతాదైన్ అతి నీచోచ్చతకర అనముం చా కదాచిన్ ప్రేమ్నా మత కంఠయ స్ఫుర. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐ సీక్ బ్లెసింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ అసెంబ్ల్ హియర్ సో దాట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ ఆన్ దిస్ ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ scripture Srimad Bhagavatam for my purification and all of your pleasures. So it's a very interesting section of this canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where Shri Uddhav ji and Lord Krishna's conversation, Uddhav Gita, is about to get concluded. And here Sri Uddhav ji is emphatically making a point that the devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord is the best practices a living entity can adopt. And to reach to this understanding, it's the greatest achievement of someone's journey, that living entity's journey in this world. And here it is explained that in the pursuit of happiness, living entity is going from one species to another species. Still, his hunger for happiness, hunger for pleasure is not fulfilled. So he's looking for that happiness everywhere. And he has a strange ideas how to be happy. So there was one beggar in the town, and he had a strange idea, and he had a desire that how he will be happy. So his desire was that whole town should call him Sedji. And Sedji is like a very respectable position in the town, if somebody is called Sedji. So he was thinking, how shall I fulfill this desire? You know, at every in the town, abhi beggar hai, he's bhikari, who will call him Sedji? So that desire he had. So one day he saw a minister of a king passing by. And minister also saw him. So minister, out of compassion, he took out one gold coin. And he was about to give him. But the beggar said, "See, you are very intelligent minister of a king. I do not want this gold coin." "Hey, what is this? People are looking for this gold coin and you are saying you don't want gold coin?" "No, no, no. You can arrange one thing for me. I have one desire." "And what is that desire?" "That make sure that everyone in the town should call me Sidji." So the minister also was confused. "Well, what is this? Quite strange desire." But still minister said, "Okay. But you have to follow the instruction given by me." So minister, beggar said, "Yes, yes. Whatever you will say, I will follow." So minister gave him an idea that, "See, if somebody starts calling you Sedji, one thing you should do, that you should run after him as if you are desperately want to catch him." "Okay, no problem. If somebody calls me Sedji, I will run." And minister left that place, went ahead, and he saw some boys playing in the ground. And boys were like notorious, kind of. Some groups are always there like that. So he called them and he told them that, "Do you want to have fun?" And such naughty boys, they always want to experience that kind of fun. "Okay. You see that beggar?" So all the boys said, "Yes, yes." "Well, he has got some idiosyncrasy. If you call him Sedji, he will do some sort of activities. Then you will enjoy the fun." So all boys were eager. "Well, are, chalo, new fun is there today." So they went and just one of them called him Sedji. And as per the instruction of minister, beggar started running after him, desperately trying to catch him. So he ran in one direction as beggar is coming to catch him. And all other started in another direction. So other people, other fellow, they started calling him Sedji. And he started running after that person. And such idiosyncrasies are always there. I remember in my hometown, people enjoy such fun. One person would get agitated and he would give all bad words if somebody just makes sound like this. Cook! If just somebody makes this sound, so that person would go like mad, you know. And whoever is there in front of him, so he would give good sauce to him. So similarly, so now one by one whole town came to know that this fellow, if you call him Sedji, he would do some sorts of activities. So everyone in the town, like everyone wants to have such kind of fun, you know, by teasing someone, by someone calling like that. So this fellow did not understand and he kept running. Whoever would call him Sedji, but his enjoyment was that people are calling me Sedji, but he is not understanding for what reason they are calling him Sedji. Sukhani karmani karoti loko nate sukam vanaduparam va vindeta bhuyas tateva dukham yadat yadasyuktam bhagavan vadanyam yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadanyam. That everyone is engaging in fruitive activities, different activities, for only one reason, to acquire some kind of happiness. He's running. The beggar is running after everyone, thinking that now I am enjoying, that whole town is calling me Sedji. But what he's been doing, he's not understanding. So everyone in this material world, for some kind of happiness, they are running without understanding for what reason. And they are thinking that this is what the enjoyment is. And in such running business, such person, they do not find satiation. And there is no mitigation also of distress. On the contrary, it is said, Vindeta Bhuyas Tataeva Dukkha. On the contrary, one is only aggravated by such activities. So therefore, Vidura is asking, please give us the direction how one should live for real happiness. And this lack of direction is the cause of living entities' journey in different species, 8.4 million. And here it has been said, Ananda Digam, Ananda Dugham, Padambujam. The source of all ecstasy is the lotus feet of the Lord. Except that he is searching Ananda everywhere. Yada kadachit jivatma samsaran nija karma bhi nana yonishu anisham paurishim gatim avrajet. Nana yonishu means going through different varieties of sets of different senses, different species, different senses, different attractions. In the species of cockroach, and you have a cockroach's eyes, so you get attracted towards another cockroach. If a human being has a human being has eyes of a human being, so he is getting attracted to another human being. So nana yonishu and anisho api, the word which Prabhupada translates that anisho means completely under the control of material energy. So he cannot choose which kind of body he wants. In all other species, a living entity cannot choose. Anisho api. You are dragged, helplessly dragged to the another species. But somehow or other, Paurushim Gatim Gatim Avrajet. That this rare human form of life, this human form, he receives, which is very rare, fortunately. And how he utilizes this currency of human form of life, that is most important aspect of human form of life. This human form of life can give a living entity eternal life in the spiritual world, eternal bliss. Or is he exchanging this human form of life for lower and degraded happiness in other species? Paurushim Gatim Avrajet. This is what the fortune is. Living entity is rotating through birth and death. That cycle. And this is what the highest benefit. If someone can understand. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj asked Prabhupada, what is the most important thing, Prabhupada? Is book distribution, deity worship, temple construction? What is the most important thing? What Prabhupada said? Save yourself. That is the most important thing. In human form of life, if one fails to save himself, then he is not utilizing this currency properly. And how one can save oneself? Not getting cheated. What basically cheating means? Cheating means over-promise and under-delivered. In this world, everything is over-promised. But delivery is not up to the mark. And in another sense, we can understand cheating means you pay for the original and you receive duplicate. And there are so many fraud cases. Two people came to the home and they assured the housewife that, see, we have brought a gold. What we can do, we will polish your gold and all this thing. And whatever money, we are charging very less. So the housewife gives the gold. And what happens? In the reciprocation, in exchange, they give her some duplicate ornaments and duplicate things. And she understands, she sees the glitter. Wow, what a great thing. I received much more better and in very cheap price. And after some time, she realizes, Arey my God, what is this? I gave them gold, they gave me some fake metal. So that is the basically cheating. And the same thing, what happens in the human form of life is that Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridham Yattvam Mimuktidam Prapyam Na Mumukshet Bandhanat. Saham Bhagavato Nunam, certainly. What is that? Mayaya Dridham. This illusory energy is so powerful. What she has done? She has cheated me. Vanchita. Of what? How it has cheated? Solidly. Not means something like very useless. No, it's solidly cheating. Dridham. Mayaya Dridham. What? In this human form of life, I could have received Vimuktidam Prapyam. I could have received liberation in your association, in the association of the devotees, by taking shelter of a spiritual master. But Na Mumukshed Bandhana. But I have not utilized this association, this human form of life, getting out of this cycle of birth and death. That is the greatest cheating. If a human form is not utilized to relieve oneself from this cycle of birth and death, that will be the greatest cheating. We want to get cheated. We are willing to get cheated in this exchange. Generally, nobody likes to get cheated. That becomes a big news if somebody gets cheated. The person becomes frustrated and everyone else also becomes cautious that I should not get cheated. But the illusory energy is so powerful that everyone in this material world is getting cheated, and there are many who wanted to get cheated willingly. And therefore here, in, this is the section of Devuti and Kardamuni discussion. One has that responsibility in the human form of life to get liberated, deliver oneself from the cycle of birth and death. Nehayat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate na tirtha pada sevaya jivan api mrto hisah. Jivan api mruto hi sah. Means that person is living corpse. Although he is breathing, but he is dead. Who is that? One who is not performing devotional service. Na tirtha pada sevaye. How liberation can happen? Mumukshu, getting out of cycle of birth and death can happen only when one is engaging in pada sevaya, tirtha pada sevaya. Or otherwise, that person is dead, although he is breathing. And tirtha pada seva can happen only when is willing. Neha yat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate. If one is unable to engage his activities, or if his activities is not producing religion, that is useless. And the religion which is not producing detachment, viragaya, renunciation, such religion is useless. And the renunciation or the detachment which is not producing devotional service, na tirtha pada sevaya, that is useless. Na tirtha pada sevaya, jivan api mrutosi. So, how to utilize this human form of life is by performing devotional service. And that is what has been taught. How to love Krishna, or how to love that Tirtha Padaya, that has been taught by the spiritual master, Paramhamsa, which has been described in this material, in this verse. One who is able to discriminate between essential and non-essential. So whole world is trying to engage living entity into experiencing happiness through non-essential. And Guru is that person, one who is trying to engage a living entity into what is essential. Ananda Digham, the source of all ecstasy, in the service, Padambujam. He is making us understand that how important this human form of life is. What you can exchange with, you are exchanging with such a lower thing, but human form of life can offer you. He is making us realize how fortunate you are. Isn't it? You have a blank check. And what amount you can write? Whatever you want to write. If you have a blank check, which is signed by a billionaire, the wealthiest person, and if you write only 1 rupee in that, or you wrote, you don't, means you just think, "Arey, this is a blank paper." You tear it off and throw it. Means that is unfortunate condition. But a spiritual master, he makes that effort to make us understand, to make us realize how important this human form of life is. And when living entity understands this, how important this material life is, this spiritual life is, the essential, and how useless this material life is, that what gives a living entity a feeling of gratitude, that asset of gratitude. And that is what Prahlad Maharaj was teaching to Hiranyakashyapu, one who is the greatest yogi and karmi. Means in respect to mystic yoga, what he did not have, everything. And with respect to achievement or enjoyment, karma bhi, the results of his activities, the highest pleasure he had. But what Prahlad Maharaj told Hiranyakashyapu, that, "Daddy, Papa, you had everything. You have everything, isn't it? You have a sofa set, you have a diamond set, you have a TV set, you have a planet set, and all the planets are under you. You have demon sets, all the demons are under you. You have all demigod sets. All sets you have, but what you do not have? You do not have a right mindset. And therefore you are upset." Why you are upset? Because your mindset is not... And that is the asset of devotee. Asset of devotee is gratitude. And that attitude, that mindset, allows him to submit to the Guru and the Lord. without that attitude, without that mindset. And that was lacking in the life of Hiranyakashipu. Why he was upset? He did not have that mindset. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj told him that Mahi Yasam Pad Rajobi Sekam. What you have to do? You have to submit. To get right mindset, to develop that gratitude, you have to submit unto the lotus feet of a devotee. Then you will not experience this business of getting upset. And that is what Bhagavatam is teaching us. That how to submit, how to surrender, and enjoy that eternal bliss, eternal life with Krishna. That submission. And that is the, this Bhagavatam is the manual. It is teaching us how to love Krishna, how to surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna. And this Bhagavatam gives us example. Of course, book Bhagavatam and person Bhagavatam, they are giving us direction how to surrender, how to utilize this currency of human form of life. So, the sources in the material life, the sources of happiness. What are the sources of happiness? Is sense object. They are the sources of happiness. We think ananda dugham. What is my source of happiness? Is sense object. Sense object gives me, if I receive my sense object, I will be happy. Isn't it? Second is our achievement. The mental satisfaction, mental happiness. We experience through achievements. What I have achieved. Third source of happiness in this world is our ideas. That is on the level of intelligence. Isn't it? Ideas. Discrimination. Isn't it? How I deal with the different situation. What kind of eureka. Isn't it that kind of? Intelligence is another source of happiness. And the highest happiness one derives with the identity. And therefore, today everyone says, what is your identity? Be situated in your identity. Isn't it? So, that identity, if you understand what is your identity, your enthusiasm, your energy levels, they are like, is altogether different. So, identity is also a source of happiness. But devotees, they teach us, when they experience that mindset, that emotions of gratitude, then they are ready to forgo all such sources of happiness in the material world. So on the level of senses, Bhagavatam explains, Bhagavatam gives a narration of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, how at very peak of his youth, he gave up all sorts of sense enjoyment, which was easily available, to experience higher happiness. So he gave up all the sense objects. He sacrificed. That is the example of giving up on the level of senses. Means, of course, his surrender is quite higher, but he sacrificed that. The second is achievement. Giving up your achievements. And that has been exemplified through the story of Prithu Maharaj. That somebody who is being called as a Shatakratu, actually Shakra, is a short form of Shatakratu. Indra is called Shakra. So this is Shatakratu. So Prithu Maharaj, to give up that achievement, being a Shakra or being a Shatakratu, he gave up that achievement. That is the level of achievements, you know, because in this world achievements are so dear to people, you know, unless somebody achieves, he doesn't feel himself to be fulfilled, satisfied. Isn't it? I have achieved something. And then you become relaxed. You feel a feeling of contribution, you know. So that achievement, he gave up. Okay. I have contributed whatever I could. That was my capacity. And this is what I am supposed to be giving up. So he gave up that. And on the level of like ideas and opinion, Bhagavatam describes the story of Priyavrat Maharaj. It's very important. Means Priyavrat, the name itself suggests. What is that? To whom the vows are very dear. Priyavrat. Apni idea. Jisko bahut pyari hai. Priya. And his idea of perfection, getting perfection, was okay in the association. In the association of Narada Muni. And he was happy being in the association of the, and being a renunciate. But situation changed. And in life situation changes. And when situations are changing, changing our ideas becomes very difficult. So in this story of Priyavrat Maharaj, that actually he gave up his claim, isn't it? He was younger, he was elder, but to achieve perfection he gave up his claim to the throne, and Uttanapad Maharaj became a king. So that was his renunciation. But here the situation changed, that whole there was no one to establish Varnashram Dharma. It is written in the translation that there was no one to establish Varnashram Dharma who can rule properly. So for, and there was only one competent person who was available, was Priyavrat Maharaj. So he sacrificed his idea. Of course, it was under proper authorities like Narad Muni and Brahmaji. He did not whimsically sacrifice his idea. So that idea of perfection, and that was means Parikshit Maharaj, in the beginning of fifth chapter, he expresses his wonder, that expresses his ashcharya, no? He says his doubt, that he was like situated Atmaram, why did he enter in performing fruitive activities which leads to Parabhav? One gets defeated. Why is diverting himself from such an established position of a renunciate? And then the story goes ahead. I won't go in detail. But the point here is that, so one who, the story also explains that one who accepts such submission, who gives up his idea or opinion, although there might be some diversion, but still the conclusion is perfect. Divergence may happen, but the conclusion, being the servant of the Lord, remain in that position, he again comes back to that original position of a servant. So that happened. He surrendered, he submitted his ideas, his opinion, whatever, his, that level of submission. And so he gave up that idea of being experiencing happiness. and dealing with the situation with his own idea. And finally, identity. The most difficult part is giving up identity. And gopis, actually, they have shown that surrender. Aryapada, even Uddhavji, he glorifies gopis that they gave up Aryapada. Aryapada means the path taken by the great rishis. The usual way to follow, to achieve perfection is following the rules and regulations given in the scriptures. So they gave up their identity, being called as a sati, or being called as a dharma patni. Is that identity? They gave up that. That surrenders is glorified in Bhagavata. That submission, the highest surrender. Because identity is on the level of ego. With what you identify with, in the material sense. And giving up that is very, very difficult. But that has been shown. So Guru trains the disciple from that level, from getting enjoyment in the material world through these sources, that from sense objects, from achievements, from ideas and opinion, and from identification. So he trains the disciple to experience happiness from ananda dugham padambujam, surrendering to the lotus feet of the Lord. As today is also the disappearance day of Srila Ramananda Rai. And he also exemplifies this surrender. And Lord glorifies him that Aiche sunilun taiche dekilun tomar mahima Radha Krishna premaras nyaner tumi sima. Those who are situated, such paramhamsas, those who are situated in understanding what is essential and what is non-essential, to them Lord is glorifying. Jaise sunilun, sometimes when you hear about someone, but when you come across that person, you might not experience what you have heard. Isn't it? I say sunilun taiche dekilun. Whatever I have heard, the same thing I have experienced and seen in your presence. That you are the emblem of Radha Krishna Premras. And that premras I want to experience. Who say? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's glorifying his devotee who is situated in this position. And he is, most of the time, devotee aspired to be in the association of the Lord. But here Lord is requesting devotee that please, you come to Nilachal and I want to associate. We will together, Nilachale tumi ami hoibe eka sange sukhe gonailo kala Krishna katharange. We will happily pass time. We will happily spend time together. You please come. Not only 10 days. I do not want only 10 days of your association. As long as I am on this planet Earth, I want to be with you. That is the level of Paramhamsa. Who is not delighting in the achievement what he has received. The Premara Sima is the pinnacle. of achievement which we have seen. But he is not delighting. Okay, this Mahaprabhu is thinking, Mahaprabhu, Lord himself is asking me to be with him. Such a great achievement. And then Lord asked him that, the question answer session which happened. Shreya Madhya Kona Shreya, Jiver Hoi Sar. And then, in the opinion of Ramananda Rai, and which is the essence of all the scripture, he is giving essential things. Krishna Bhakta Sangha Vina Shreya Nahiyar. That association of the devotees is the greatest auspicious and beneficial thing someone can achieve. Krishna Sangha, Krishna Bhakta Sangha. And this Sangha can offer him the Sampatti. Sampatti ra madhe jiver kona Sampatti gani. Radha Krishna prema yara sei bada dhani. So that person is the wealthiest person. So no other achievement. But which achievement? Radha Krishna prema yara. If that achievement is happened, if someone can achieve that wealth, he is the Paramhamsa. One who is deriving the happiness from the source which is eternal, which will not cheat, and which will constantly remain with the living entity. So that is how this section progresses. That what is the real source of happiness? That is the lotus feet of the Lord. And devotees' association is the greatest auspicious, beneficial thing in devotees, in someone's, in human form of life. So I'll just summarize what I discussed today. That the verse is talking about, the text is talking about those who are not proud of their achievement. They easily surrender, they easily submit unto the lotus feet of the Lord, who are the source of all ecstasy, eternal ecstasy. And then we discuss that how human form of life is so rare, but we are pursuing our happiness in different ways in this world. And what are these different ways? That sense object, our achievement, our ideas, and our identity. And how devotees, to surrender, to submit unto the lotus feet of Lord, they gave up all such sources of happiness. They submitted at the lotus feet of the Lord, or the lotus feet of the devotees. And they experience the greatest happiness. And that submission is only possible when devotee has that attitude of gratitude, that asset. That is the asset a devotee can have. And then only submission is possible. And then we discussed about Ramananda Rai, that how he is also a Paramhamsa. And he gave the essential things, how he taught us. What is the most auspicious thing and what is the greatest wealth in this world? So I would like to stop here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. If anyone has any question, they can ask me in person because time is already up. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, we have an announcement. The mother of His Grace Ranganath Prabhu, congregation devotee from Matunga, her name was Kalyani Rao. She, Prabhuji has informed us that she passed away last night at 87 years of age. She was bedridden since past 2 years. She passed away peacefully with Srila Prabhupada's kirtan being played next to her. So Prabhuji, Ranganath Prabhu has requested all the devotees to kindly pray for the departed soul. Thank you.
Ah.